Go ahead and describe it to me.
Well, it was just a four-room house. It had a living room area, two bedrooms and a kitchen. No inside toilet facilities, and a porch.
On the front?
Yes.
Didn't have one on the back?
No.
Okay. Was it a frame house?
Yes.
Okay. Was that in town or out of the country?
It was in town.
Okay. Thanks. Alrighty. Now, that you were actually born in
Panola County in Crowder, right?
Yeah. And you say you haven't lived anywhere else other than
No.
The towns that you went to school in?
Well, I went to elementary school in Crowder and high school in Batesville.
In Batesville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and get that down. You completed elementary school in Crowder.
Yes, through the sixth grade.
That's as far as it went?
Mm-hmm. At that time.
1 through 6?
Mm-hmm.
And high school in Batesville?
Batesville. At the time it was called Patton Lane High School.
Did you spell that for me?
P-A-T-T-O-N-L-A-N-A High School.
P-A-T-T-O-N.
O-N, Patton Lane.
Oh, mm-hmm. Two words?
Two words.
Mm-hmm. Batesville is in Panola County.
Panola County, right. That's the county seat.
Does Panola County have two county seats?
Yes. Batesville is in the southern part of the county, and Sardis is in the northern part.
Is that political reasons, or?
Well, for school district-wise, as it stands now, now, when I was in high school, it was an integrated, segregated situation, so it was all black school.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the high school in which I attended, Patton Lane, no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a South Panola High School and a North Panola High School. There are only two high schools in Panola County.
Mm-hmm.
And South Panola is in Batesville. North Panola is in Sardis.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the kids finish the elementary portion at the elementary schools in the county, all of them in South Panola goes to South Panola High School.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. What grades were included in this high school?
The one in which I attended?
Mm-hmm.
7 through 12.
So you didn't go to anything like a junior high?
No. Well, now the 7th, there were two buildings, actually. Now, the 7th and 8th grade was, and where I first began, was in an old structure.
Mm-hmm.
And they built Patton Lane itself in 1960. It was a brand new building.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't called a junior high, if that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't called a junior high at all.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What's your address in the crowd?
Post Office Box 61.
You say you still consider yourself a resident.
Oh, yes.
Of Crowder. What do you plan to do when you finish your degree here?
Oof.
Or is that so far?
Well, that's sort of stretching it. Well, I'm leaving here at the end of this month because, I have resigned the position, the teaching position at Merrill Holmes, so in the process of looking for new employment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I ever finish the degree program, I simply, I plan to teach. I want to teach on the graduate level in
mm-hmm.
business ed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. How old are you now?
30. I'll soon be 31, the 29th of this month, so maybe.
Mm-hmm. On the 29th of